Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today's episode is 442 of the Male Right Show. Today, my fearless co-host and I are going to talk about sync. For me, it's again, I'm going to talk about sync. I've talked about sync so much, but we're going to talk about sync and all the things that have really not happened with him, and a couple of things that have. And then we're going to post this video and pray and hope that that some of you find it useful. Before we do any of that, though, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host. His name is Jonathan Binwood. He's an English bloke, and he is a entrepreneur. He is a dyslexic. He's a pugilist. For those of you who don't know what that is, look it up. You'll be excited. And
I don't even know myself what that means.
It's actually the English word for boxer, so you are a little out of touch. He's really, really, really good with WordPress. Developed a lot of time. He is one of the world's most popular podcasts on the subject called WP Tonic. He's got another podcast on learning management systems, which he has another business that he runs that handles that. And last but definitely not least, he also has created a really excellent system for real estate agents that is an all-in-one system. And he has another company that does that, which is what he is here today kind of acting as the figurehead for. So without any further ado, John, anything I have not covered, why don't you cover yourself and we'll jump into sync.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rob. Yeah, we are Male Right. We're an all-in-one lead generative system, but we provide also really fantastic theme-based or semi-custom or full-custom, really great-looking WordPress website. And we're one of the few providers that do that. Back over to you, Robert.
Okay. So just jumping right into sync, in terms of what they have and have not done, and I guess I should be a little fair here, John, because I immediately jumped into the said, oh, they haven't updated. Well, they have updated. They've slightly caught up with the rest of the world. And it only took them 10 years of guys like you and me saying that they never update for them to update. But I have had no reports from clients on how this update works, which is essentially they have finally connected sync successfully to your cell phone. That's what I read it as. Sync, for those of you that don't know, is short for Commissions Inc. Commissions Inc. is an old school all-in-one CRM lead system that's been around for probably 12 or 13 years now. For a long time, they led the industry. They have dropped off significantly at this point, but they have a very, very sophisticated backend that still satisfies a very small number of very, very large teams that kind of keep sync in business. And they've done a very good job at being very specific for a certain type of large brokerage that needs a really robust backend that connects to many different spokes of wheels, such as transaction coordination connections, banking connections, mortgage company connections, commission split connections. Commission Inc. knows all of that. That's my introduction to them, John. What would you like to say about them? Because I know you've reviewed them a number of times on your own channel at this point, and you may have read some stuff that I haven't.
Well, I don't know them as well as you. I've done a couple of videos and I've done a couple of posts, but it's been based. I have not had login credentials, and I haven't dealt with a customer that's actively utilizing this. So my knowledge is based on general research. I agree with everything. That was my impression, that it is aimed at large brokerages, large regional or national brokerages, and they can provide a custom solution that allows them to integrate into various third-party API systems. What shocked me was some of the industry's reviews out there. There's a, I'm not talking about the reviews that you've done, which I think have been as normal. You can sometimes be a bit harsher than me sometimes, but sometimes I can be harsher than you. But I think about this, you've been pretty fair in, but I'm talking about some other reviews which give the impression that this is a, could be a considered solution for the individual, the power couple, the smaller boutique brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see it myself. Everything they provide, I can't say it's terrible or indifferent. I just see, I can't really see why somebody wouldn't use Real Geeks, or maybe look at MailRite, or look at one or two of the other solutions out there, why they would consider this platform. I really don't know.
So there's a handful of brokers and brokerages who have guys and gals that have developed a skill set in what could be considered the old school technology formats. And if those people existed, complicated tools, Microsoft-esque Excel sheets when it first came out, like I can go on and on, something that has 1,000 options for every single person out there. The lion desk of complicated CRMs. Sync probably suits them. But I got to say, over the years, Sync has been dramatically priced out in terms of cost versus like what you're buying for that cost. So on May 16th, 2024, and I missed this, John, Jennifer O'Connell, who is the content brand manager for Sync, announced effectively that they were finally making a lot of changes inside their CRM. Said they were connecting it to their, mobile phones. They noted that they've been receiving a lot of comments about pressure from their audience on what is effectively a very down market. That matches what my commentary is to get the brand monitor. They don't update their blog very often, once a year, maybe, guys, so everybody knows. So this is absolutely staggering that they put something out there. The pressure on the business must be extreme for them to, and it was written stream consciousness, which surprises me. I didn't find it all that clear as I just read through it. But anyway, that's kind of indicative of Sync. They provide a lot of value for a very defined personality. And for everyone else, they are way overpriced for what effectively you're getting. They also require training classes to use the product in the first place. Depending on what state you're in and what's available, they oftentimes charge you for that training. Generally, this system is good for somebody who actually has an operations manager and somebody that's in there. I have an update where I went into the platform and actually looked at it feature by feature. It took me 45 hours to research. That's why I'm just like, I kind of never want to go into Sync ever again. But
is that girlfriend that was hot at the time, but when you found out the truth, you never want that name or to be mentioned again.
Right. So just to stick along with what you've got, duplicated, dedicated ad and platform manager. So hyperlocal lead generation and site examples. This is for Sync. Okay, let's take a look at Palm Beach homefinder.com, the page that you actually linked in your show notes is actually incorrect. You put an extra thing there. All right. For those of you who are listening into the show, the Sync websites, in my opinion, if I was going to score something 0 to 10, Sync sites at this point in the market, 2024, I would give them a 2 or 3. At best. That's my opinion. Take it or leave it. There's very little that's on these. It's essentially a self-generated AI-based landing page that anybody could do. If Sync hasn't updated their systems to do this automated yet in, like, let's call it less than an hour, then they need to do some internal work on their systems and processes. But it's very basic. That's my opinion, John. What do you think?
I would give it a 4 to 5 because there are a lot of, you know, I don't actually think much of KV Core, which is a, that's in, well, that's marketed at individual and, but they really have been very aggressive on their pricing deals through certain providers. But, and you've been quite frank about KV Core and its performance problems. But the websites that they produce, they're a little bit better than this. This is a lower, between 5 and a lower 4.
You know. So that everybody listening to the show, and you, John, the way that these guys do lead generation, the way that most of these companies have, is through all these quick searches that they do. You click a button, and then it takes you to another page. Like, I clicked a button for Homes for Sale and Loxahatchee, okay? And then I got 4 or 5 listings that are open houses on the left-hand side of the screen, and then below that, I got a whole bunch of quick searches that somebody programmed into this website. And this is where the work is. I'm not, from a design perspective, I stand by what I said.
In branding terms, it does nothing for you. Absolutely nothing. And I think lead generation through brand and also branding and content marketing or SEO, if you want to go down that route, at MailRite, we provide a good looking template and we can customize it. But we provide leads through Facebook mostly. I think combining branding with lead generation is important. This doesn't provide any branding ability, really, does it?
It does not. And it costs $1,000 a month. And even though I'm not a fan of this other company either, Wafty would be like some other similar companies where you could get almost as much value for anywhere from 50 cents. So MailRite would be on that list. Real Geese would be on that list. Pro Agent Websites would blow all these guys out of the doors, give you a better website at $65 a month.
Real Geeks, before we go for our break, at Real Geeks wants slightly under $300. But yeah, that's not just to have the website. They don't, at MailRite, if you sign a 6-month deal, you get it at $149.
There you go. And there's a lot of other companies that provide a lot of value in different ways. Pro Agent Websites is not a system. It is simply a website with an IDX on it, with a programmer who figured out how to do all of that, took a lot of time to do it, and provides a great value for the cost. But it's really nothing more than a business card. And everybody that listens to the show, John, needs to start understanding what the difference is between a lead generation company and a branded website company, a search site, and a content marketing site.
It's all a bit complicated, but that's why you're here, isn't it, Robert, to clarify. So I think you need to be off quick, don't you?
Let's go to break. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. And when we do, John's going to post this video on the MailRite show. I might dump this into a couple of private Facebook groups I run. If you see this and you get some value from it, if you appreciate our commentary, either one of us, both of us, doesn't matter. Like the video, leave us a little comment. If you have some questions, if you disagree with us, message me. Obviously, it's probably going to be me because I'm tired and irritated and I'm more opinionated today than usual. So we'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to go to break.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 442 of the Mailrite Show. Today, we are talking about Sync. We just finished reviewing their branding, and I was starting to go into the difference of products. Sync is a lead generation website, and the main value that they provide is quick searches and landing pages, and then they charge you for a advertising campaign, and they throw everything into the CRM, and theoretically, the CRM is where the value is supposed to come from. These days, unless you are a very unusual real estate agent or running a large team, you can find any number of different places where the CRM is just as good, and you can spend $69 or $150 or $250 or $500 with Sierra Interactive, Mailrite, Follow Up Boss, and Wafty, all with it just as good, if not better, of a CRM. So you are really handcuffing yourself into the most expensive system on the market for one of the least effective websites and the least effective lead management system. The only exception to all that is if you're a big team, in which case Sync has to be a person you look at.
I don't want to just, because I think they're in a basket. I think legacy players, I think Boomtown, they sold up. Boomtown were in this KV Core. I know they've updated it, but I place it in what we're talking about. There's a whole group of these players, and unless you've got a big agency, you know, I dramatically disagree with the way KV Core market themselves and have. It's been successful for them, and they're still one of the biggest players, aren't they? But if I was a smaller agent or a small boutique brokerage, it'd be the last thing I would use. In my opinion.
So I agree with everything that you just said. Here's what everybody should know. Real estate marketing companies really kind of rely on agent lack of knowledge about technology in general, about using CRMs. Real estate, in comparison to how much trade skills that you need and versus how much money you can make, it's a unique industry. You can get very few trade skills, and yet you can make $1 million a year. And that would mean that theoretically, instead of having to go to school, let's say, and learn a whole bunch of new software systems or learning digital technology as you update your license, very little of that is required by NAR or anybody else. Your MLS, I can go on and on. All the licenses pertain to the transaction side and how much you know about answering questions about real estate specifically, but it doesn't deal with the ever-widening field of technology. And your real estate marketing providers take advantage of that in a very big way. Let's talk for a second about number six, because you know something here. I have not seen any documentation about Sync's AI bot. So why don't you talk to us about that a little bit?
It seemed very generic to me. Like I say, I was just going with the most up-to-date reviews, and there isn't many reviews. There's one or two. You're one of them. But there's been one or two reviews. I'm not going to name them because I just don't think it would be appropriate, but the most latest detailed review from a source that has some credibility in the real estate industry, I found it to be on the verge of a place advertisement. I didn't think it was quite disgusting in some ways, because it was obviously just placed advertisement. It was, in my opinion, it was an honest review. It was extremely misleading. And the person that doesn't really know that much, that doesn't listen to this podcast, would get a totally inappropriate impression of what this platform could really offer them, Robert. It's a bit sad, really.
Sadly, the Close and a few other websites that are all very, very popular sometimes seem to partner a little too strongly with some of their advertising partners. So for everybody listening, here's one of those technology things you should know. A person that owns a website can make an agreement with another person that owns a website and take a commission if you sell their stuff. It's called the affiliate arrangement. And the close is an affiliate-based website company. They have a few of them. And the close is real estate focused. And so the close just talks about real estate. And they make money through affiliate commissions. That means that everybody you see on their website, for the most part, is paying them, which means that oftentimes I do not find the reviews completely transparent or honest. Because why? When they review a company, they are likely making a commission off them.
And that's your opinion, not mine, isn't it?
Yes, this is my opinion.
So I never mentioned, I'm not saying it's that particular provider that you've just named. So if they want to take
Umbridge, take it up with me. Everybody knows
that. They can email Robert, can't they?
Robert@inboundrem.com. Oh. Okay? And it is absolutely 100% to be clear. That is my opinion, and it is only an opinion. It is not a de facto. Like, I don't know who they've got their commission agreements with. I can only tell you that they do, and they have that language on their own website. So if anybody, you can check me on that all they want, and they can talk to me about that all they want, but they posted it themselves. 7, guaranteed sales program. Is this something that Think is doing now?
Well, if you read the sources that say that, the actual reality, it's not lying. You have to utilize their platform to their requirements, and then they will guarantee a result, but you've got to go through all their training and utilize it in the way that meets their requirements, Robert.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there were some notes that you left, and I got to be honest with you, John, I hadn't scanned all the way down the page. So just so you know, I deadbrained that myself without looking at your notes.
So I wouldn't say it's misleading, but I wouldn't say it's totally transparent either, in my opinion, Robert.
There appears to be some changes in pricing. Okay, so I haven't talked to nor reviewed Sync in a couple of years, not seriously. We've not done a deep dive, talked to customers, and done some of the background auditing that I do when I do review a company. John and some other website sources that we've reviewed, which we are not saying are correct. We're just saying that we looked. That's it. Okay. The prices are listed from $8.99 to $12.99 per month currently. Did I get that right, John? Because you're the one who did the research.
$900 to around $1,300. Yeah.
Okay. And there seems to be a new option for $200 a month for AI. And I have to admit that the pressure for AI probably comes to Sync from Wailopo. It certainly doesn't come from John or I, in the sense that there's lots of conversation around things like AI and stuff like that. And we're not leading that. We're discussing it. And I'm starting.
Well, I'm a bit more upbeat about it than you, but I agree with you that the way some companies are utilizing it and marketing it to the unknowing is extremely damaging, I feel, in my opinion, Robert.
And I agree with that, because the successful application of large language models and various ChatGPT scripts is tricky. Now, I am honestly starting to look at it much, 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 much more seriously, because we're getting close to what ChatGPT is referring to, Sam Altman is referring to, as a third iteration of, they have 5 levels that they listed. I was never very interested in level 1 or 2. I am very interested in level number 3. And so we're looking at maybe, we're taking a deeper look at it. I've started to see some impressive things, John, come from ChatGPT only recently.
Well, so, I utilize a lot of AI tools, but I use them very conservatively, and I just don't jump into it. I do a lot of testing, and I get I am conservative in the way I utilize it. But if I get the results that I'm looking for, and some I do, I'm using AI tools every day, Robert. But I just don't dive into it, and I certainly don't make outrageous claims to clients of mine about the results they're getting. And unfortunately, there are some providers in the real estate industry that I feel are making some outrageous claims, Robert.
Indeed. So in no particular order, ladies and gentlemen, we're closing out the show, and I'm just gonna point out some things that I didn't understand, I haven't researched, and frankly, if I get a client, any of you listening to the show, and you really have a burning desire, you can talk to me directly at robert@inboundrm.com. And for you, I'll dig through. I don't really need to do any of this on my own. But Sync's long post has mentioned a number of products that I'm not familiar with, all by name. There's one called Etta. There's another one called Launchpad. And they seem to be indicating, and they've done for the first time in my memory, revealed some percentages on their blog, which just shows you that they're under pressure. Like, they've actually talked about lead conversion rates and problems with the system and where they're seeing results. And they've never done that before. They have never talked about that. They've never revealed their stuff to clients, at least not that I remember. I just say that as an opinion. I don't recollect it. They're saying that the transactions are coming more and more from property specific stuff, that people are engaged with what they're calling AI, but it's a chatbot. And they're calling that chatbot Aetna because Ylopo named theirs Raya. There's no doubt that Ylopo was first to market with a named chatbot kind of system. And so there's no doubt that Sync is following in line with what, like, the path that Ylopo blazed. And as far as I can tell, they're doing a couple of phone number verification things, and they've got a few things that they're doing, QR codes and activations, and they're doing all of that in a property base. I haven't looked at any of those things. I have looked through the example site that John listed in the product notes. I am not seeing any of these things in the wild. So I don't have any comments on them. If anybody wants to give me, if you're an existing Sync customer and you're taking umbrage to anything I've said, or you want me to check it, then call me and I will log into your system with you, and we can walk through it and see where these features are. And especially if you think I'm getting any of this wrong. If you're seeing a huge productivity spike out of one of these features that I am not declaring is very exciting, Lord have mercy, reach out to me. Prove me wrong. I would love that, actually. That's all I got for this subject. If anybody would like to research me at all, it's inboundrm.com. You can go to the services or about pages. Both have different ways to get in touch with me and my team. John, how about you?
Just go to the mail-write.com. Have a look at what we've got to offer. We're adding in the next month a whole library of fantastic looking WordPress based themes on Gutenberg that can be really easy adapted by yourself. And at the end of the year, we're going to be adding our own mobile app to our product. So we're still developing it and improving it, and I think it's fantastic. But I would say that, but I honestly do believe it when I compare it to some of the established players out there. I'm amazed of what we built, but it took a long time, but we got there in the end, and it's a really fantastic platform. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into the show today. We always appreciate your time, attention, your ears, all the things. We'll catch you next time.